This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, it's Rachel Carter here. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of truth about navigating the wild world of tech and its impact on our minds. Today, we're diving into something super exciting, how technology can actually be a force for good when it comes to mental health. Yeah, you heard me right. We're flipping the script on those tech as bad narratives and exploring how we can use these digital tools to boost our well-being. Ever feel like your phone is more of a stress inducer than a helpful companion? You know that feeling when you scroll endlessly through social media and end up feeling more drained than before? We've all been there. But here's the thing, technology isn't inherently bad. It's how we use it that makes all the difference. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing to harness the power of our smartphones and apps to actually improve our mental health? Well, buckle up, because today we're getting into some seriously cool ways to make that happen. Now, I'm not talking about just deleting your social media accounts, though sometimes that's a good idea, or becoming a turtle tech detox ninja. It's about finding smart, sustainable ways to integrate technology into our lives in a way that supports our mental well-being. We've got 5 key takeaways to unpack today, and trust me, these are game changers. Firstly, mindfulness apps are your new best friend. Seriously. These apps offer guided meditations, breathing exercises, and even soundscapes designed to help you chill out and focus on the present moment. It's like having a personal Zen master right there in your pocket. Imagine calming your anxious mind with just a few taps on your phone. That's the power of technology at its best. Secondly, online therapy platforms are becoming more accessible than ever before. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or any other mental health challenge, talking to a therapist can be incredibly beneficial. These platforms connect you with licensed professionals through video, chat, text messaging, or even phone calls, making it easier and more affordable than traditional therapy. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Thirdly, let's talk about the power of online communities. You know that feeling when you find a group of people who truly get you? That sense of belonging can be incredibly healing, especially if you're dealing with mental health challenges. Online support groups and forums offer a safe space to connect with others who understand what you're going through, share your experiences, and find encouragement. It's like having a virtual tribe of amazing humans cheering you on. Fourthly, remember the power of information. There are tons of incredible resources online that can help you learn more about mental health, coping mechanisms, and self-care strategies. Websites like the National Institute of Mental Health NIM offer evidence-based information and support materials. Knowledge is power, my friends. Finally, let's not forget about those fun, feel-good apps that promote creativity and relaxation. Think colouring books, music players with calming melodies, or even virtual gardening games. These can be surprisingly effective for reducing stress and boosting your mood. Who says self-care can't be a little bit playful? Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, work, and extracurricular activities. She feels constantly overwhelmed and struggles with anxiety. One day, she stumbles upon a mindfulness app called ZenZone during a particularly stressful week. She decides to try it out and starts incorporating a few minutes of guided meditation into her daily routine. To her surprise, she notices a difference. The constant buzzing in her head seems to quiet down, and she feels more grounded and focused throughout the day. Sarah discovers that even small doses of mindfulness can make a big impact on her mental well-being. Technology isn't just about doom scrolling and endless notifications, it can be a powerful tool for self-care and mental health. So remember these key takeaways. Mindfulness apps, online therapy platforms, supportive communities, reliable information sources, and even fun, stress-relieving apps are all at your fingertips. You have the power to choose how technology impacts your life. Embrace the positive aspects, set healthy boundaries, and use it to create a more balanced and fulfilling experience. Ready to take action? Try one new thing from today's episode. Maybe download that mindfulness app Sarah used, or search for an online support group related to your interests. Remember, every small step counts. Let me know what you try in the comments. I can't wait to hear about your journey. Keep shining, everyone. We'll catch you on the next episode of Digital Poison.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.